What's going on, everyone? Hey, so I'm excited to bring a little bit new content today. And it's really about, hey, having faith no matter what happens. Now, what do I mean by that? Having faith no matter what happens. Let me tell you guys something. The enemy isn't going to attack you when things are already like it's normal. Things are going all right. It's an okay day. The enemy's going to attack you when things are going incredible in your life. The enemy's going to attack you with disappointment, trying to be sad, trying to be mad, trying to be angry at someone. Maybe he's going to try to bring division, strife, all kinds of things whenever things are going amazing in your life. So I'm here to encourage you that don't be discouraged when that opposition comes. Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged, because guess what? The enemy wouldn't fight you so hard if he didn't know that there was more in store for you. He wouldn't try to be trying to discourage you if he didn't know that God was about to do something great in your life. He wouldn't be trying to discourage you if he didn't know that there was something brewing inside you that can change your life, your family, your circumstance, where you're at, your job position, whatever it could be. You don't understand that God is doing something great inside you, and the enemy's trying to burn out that flame. He's trying to extinguish it. But God, the great God that he is, he will always, always, always come through. Jeremiah 29:11 says, and it says, and I love this scripture so much, because, and people think that it's a mediocre scripture. Oh, everyone knows this. But guess what? You got to take these promises like your life depended on it. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, to give you a future and a hope, and not a plan of a disaster, of calamity, of chaos, of all these things. Guys, God is not a God of disappointment. God is a God of good things and good things coming toward us. So today I'm trying to encourage you that it's okay when you're fighting battles. It's okay when you're fighting circumstances. It's okay when things don't go your way. Why? Because you got to understand that there's something inside you that the devil doesn't want to come out. There's something inside you that God has in store for the world and for your family and for those around you. And here's the thing. Whenever you're going through these things, you got to understand, don't start thinking with your natural self. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Guys, you can't lean on your own understanding about what you see, what's happening around you. You got to trust and know that God is the good God, and that he will bring you through every situation, every circumstance, every part of the devil that tries to come against you. Guess what? It's for a reason, because God is doing something inside you that the enemy wants to put out. So today I want to encourage you. I mean, encourage you. Embrace the fights, embrace the struggles, embrace the battles. Speak to your mountains. Quit trying to climb and quit trying to break the mountain down. Start speaking to your mountains. Start speaking to your circumstances. Start taking down your giants, because you are able and capable. Here's the thing. God always wins. God already won. God is not to be defeated. He already defeated the enemy, the devil. He defeated strife. He defeated uneasiness. He defeated anxiety. He defeated depression. He defeated doubt. He defeated lack. He defeated all these things. Why am I so fired up? Because here's the thing. I'd rather be encouraged by every battle that I go through than be discouraged and be in a place where I can't receive everything God has for me. So today, I am here to tell you, no matter what you're going through, God is for you. No matter what you're going through, God is with you. It's just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, they said that even if God doesn't come through, we're still going to honor and praise him. But we know that he will. So guess what? They threw him in the furnace, and there was a fourth person in the fire with them. There was a fourth person in that fire with them. After Nebuchadnezzar told them, you better bow down. You better bow down to this statue. Guess what? The enemy's trying to tell you, you better bow down to your disappointment. Bow down to your sadness. Bow down to your anger. Bow down to this. Bow down to that. Guess what? Stand up and say, I will not bow. I'm going to take a stand, because I know that God's doing something inside me. The greater one lives within me. 1 John 4:4 says that greater is he within you than the he that is in the world. The greater one lives inside you. The greater one has a plan that is going to be defeating the devil, defeating the enemy, defeating every form of doubt, disappointment, and distraction. Stay encouraged today, and know that the God in heaven that loves you, that has a plan for you, is with you and is fighting for you as well. Guys, the enemy has been defeated. The enemy has been defeated. Let me say it one more time so you can get in your head. The enemy has been defeated. The enemy has been defeated. Why am I preaching it out like that? Why am I saying it over and over again? Because the more that you put in here in yourself that, you know what? Every battle that I go through is not a battle. It's a position for me to go further with God, to me to be enlightened by God. You know what? It's going to be okay. I know who my God is. In Job, he said that even though he slay me, I will still praise him. I will still honor him. I will still worship him. It's crazy. A man that lost everything still said, I will still praise him. I will still worship him. Guys, no matter what it is today, stay encouraged, because the God that is in heaven lives inside you, and he has a plan for you. He has a purpose for you. And he is not a, it's not of disaster. It's not of calamity and chaos. It's of goodness. It's of great things. It's of peace, of joy, of love, of all the things that God can give you. I love you guys. I am praying for you today. No matter what the enemy will throw at you, stay encouraged, because it's only going to strengthen you. It's going to give you a greater testimony. You're going to speak to other people. You're going to love to on other people, and you're going to show and glorify God everywhere you go, because you're going to say, you know what? The enemy tried to do this and this in me, but guess what? He's defeated. I got to accomplish this. God did this in me, I didn't get disappointed when this came, but I got encouraged because I knew that this was a stepping stone to my future, that God has a plan for me. And there you go. Love you guys. Stay encouraged, stay blessed, and I hope this encouraged you today.